This morning I would like to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. Or better, your Savior would like to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. For it is He who speaks through His Apostle in Ephesians 5 and says, "Husbands, love your wives." Now He knows that most of you here today are not husbands, but He also knows which of you will be, and to you He speaks today. We notice that He doesn't say, "Wives, make your husbands love you," just as He doesn't say, "Husbands, make your wives submit to you." No, He speaks directly, heart to heart, with each one of us, reminding us to submit to one another in love. We also notice that He does not say something like, "If you love her, she'll be your wife," as though marriage consisted in loving one another. No, He talks to men who already have wives and says, "Love them." So marriage is not based on love. If it were, then when spouses did not love each other, they would no longer be married. The basis of marriage is commitment, and it is unfaithfulness to that commitment that destroys marriage. To those already married, the Word of God says, "Love your wives." As a greenhouse protects growing plants from the winter's freezing wind, so the commitment of marriage keeps people together so that the plant of love can grow. Of course, if the back door to the greenhouse is left open and it's 10 degrees outside, the roses will not last long. So also, if one leaves the door open in his marriage, saying, "Well, if it doesn't work out, we can always end it," can you feel the chill wind of a half-hearted commitment? A third thing we notice is that our Lord's Apostle does not say, "Husbands, it would really be nice if you happened to fall in love with your wives," as though it were some accident. Walking down the street, and I'm in love. He speaks as though love is something you can decide to do, doesn't He? When He says, "Husbands, love your wives." You see, He's not talking about being in love, as wonderful as that may make you feel, and as beneficial as it may be in attracting you to the one to whom you will make a lifelong commitment. He is talking about treasuring your wives to the point of making every decision in their best interest. It could mean a part of your life, like that car or that boat that you dreamt of owning, but now she needs medical attention. Or it could mean laying down your entire life for her, as Jesus laid down His life for the church, for you. Well, suppose you are committed to your wife and you want to love her. What do you do? Well, think of something you treasure. Suppose you have that special car, and it's not just transportation, it's hot. Where will I be able to find you? Maybe working to earn payments for that car? Maybe washing, waxing, polishing, vacuuming, driving your car? And woe to anyone who brushes against it with riveted jeans after you put so much time into it. What you put your time into, that is your treasure. And where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you want to love your wife more, treasure her more. If you want to treasure her more, spend more time with her. Not just raising the family, but time with her. Of course, some of you will never be husbands. But no matter what your station in life, the Lord will send you someone to treasure. Spend time with them. Or do you think that you might learn more, make better use of educational opportunities if you love the subject more that was assigned for study? Spend more time with it. But the apostle reminds us of an even more important application of the proverb when he says, as Christ loved the church. Schooling, studies, friends, families, spouses, careers, occupations. There is one gift which you have been given that is greater than all of these. And that is your future. Everything else that you're given in this life has limits because of sin in the world. There is a height that you will never jump. There is a distance that you will never run. Your joys in this life will last for a time, hopefully a long time, but only for a time. And then they will be memories. But no matter what temporary blessings you enjoy in this life, your future is unlimited. Your joys are without end in connection with Him who took your limits upon Himself, who loved you with an everlasting love, and paid with His own pain, His own life's blood, for your entrance into His eternal kingdom. His realm and His righteousness is what Jesus was talking about when He applied the proverb, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Would you like to appreciate this treasure more? Spend more time with Him when you go to bed at night, when you get up in the morning, when you're walking, standing, sitting. Not just so Prof. Pfeiffer has to say 10:35, but so that you may know your Savior better and love Him more. Hymn 399, stanzas 2 through 4, 2, 3, and 4 of 399.